Virginia cattle producers are being warned to check their animals for Asian longhorn ticks this summer. The Virginia Department of Agriculture says there are now 38 counties in the Commonwealth of Virginia where the Asian longhorn tick has an established population. State veterinarian Dr. Charlie Broadus says symptoms can include fever, jaundice, difficulty breathing, and lethargy in cattle. If you see these symptoms in your herd, you should immediately contact your local veterinarian. The most recent drought monitor for the United States shows 70% of American corn acreage is now being impacted by drought conditions. Officials say drought conditions have expanded across Illinois and Indiana. Iowa and Nebraska are also seeing challenging conditions. Here in Virginia, about 7% of the Commonwealth is currently suffering from agricultural drought. Well, one of the legends of farm broadcasting is retiring.
One of the nation's premier and most recognized farm broadcasters.
There were so many major stories. As I think back over my 45 plus years of covering agriculture.
Max Armstrong's latest story, however, retirement after an illustrious career in television and radio. From a longtime partnership with Orion Samuelson on WGN in Chicago, Tribune Radio Networks, and U.S. Farm Report, to later years with Farm Progress and This Week in Agribusiness. Recognized tractor historian and aficionado, volunteer firefighter and fire commissioner, and narrator of Stories from the Heartland, among Max's other connections to his viewing and listening audience over the years. His tour of duty included coverage of 14 U.S. Secretaries of Agriculture, from Earl Butz to Tom Vilsack. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thank you, Rod, for that report. For News Talk 92.1 and 550 WSVA, I'm Ish.